This is a video message in response to my post on Facebook regarding the yellow and red pandit's hat. In ancient India, in the great monasteries of Bodh Gaya, Nalanda, the great pandits were offered by the Sangha these pandit's hats. These pandit's hats mean that they have reached the level of a pandita, someone who is very knowledgeable and versed in many fields of study, such as Buddhism, such as astronomy, or debate, composition. They're awarded these pandit's hats. They're offered these pandit's hats. And during special ceremonies, they would wear it to distinguish themselves from the ordinary Sangha. So therefore, this tradition was carried into Tibet. In India, the hats were basically red, and the red color was because there was so much opposition against the Buddhist pandits. And in Buddhism, we can't kill, we can't damage, we can't harm, and we can't force people into our beliefs. It is taught by Buddha to be compassionate and be forgiving. So in Buddhism, when we wish to explain or we wish to talk about our views, we have formal debates. So in the monasteries in ancient India, they would have formal debates. They would have non-Buddhists come, scholars and masters in their own rights, and they would put cushions. For example, they put 7 cushions, one for the Buddhist master, one for the non-Buddhist master, and they would debate. And they would have Sangha from both sides watch and take vote. So when one of the scholars lost their point, a cushion was removed. So the one that was left with no cushion would most likely embrace the faith of the one that had won. And in this case, if it was the Buddhist master, the red pandit's hat would be put on, and it would be greatly celebrated that this was a very learned person, out of great compassion, was able to teach the Buddha Dharma to others. So therefore, the red color represents the color of subjugation, control, subjugation of one's negative qualities, control of one's negative karmas that obstruct one from becoming a fully enlightened Buddha. So the red hat meant subjugating the opponent. Opponent's anger, jealousy, desire, and ignorance. Not so much subjugating, controlling the opponent. Not so much subjugating and controlling the opponent's character or him or his beliefs. But it was more about subjugating the opponent's qualities that made him suffer, that are inherent in all of us. So the red color represents subjugation. So therefore, when the Buddha Dharma was brought over to Tibet by the great master, the great abbot Shantarasita, and then by the great master Guru Rinpoche, Padmasambhava, and the great master Kadamba, enlightened being Adija, then all those great masters came and they taught the Dharma, they explained the Dharma, and it was given to their Tibetan disciples, their Nepalese disciples, some of their Indian disciples followed them, and it spread all over Tibet. So by the time Buddhism reached Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa had already mastered the teachings of the 3 prevalent sects, the sacred holy sects of Kagyu, Nyingma, and Sakya. And from these 3 great sects, he extracted from 45 lamas their pith teachings, practices, lineages, commentaries, transmissions, and he practiced them, and he put it into direct experience. And the ones that he had received signs or quick signs, or he received quick results, he immediately incorporated into his corpus of teachings and practice. Not that the other ones that there were no quick signs, he didn't do it, he didn't incorporate. It's not that. It wasn't discriminating between teachings. It was more that it would suit the sentient beings that he would teach in the future. So if he had received quick, so-called quick signs in this, it would also be easier for his students in the future. It wasn't him distinguishing or discriminating between teachings. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa, from the great Sakya, Nyingma, and Kagyu teachings, he extracted all their golden, pure practices. And for the Kadampa also, he combined all these into a corpus of teachings that was enshrined in Ganden Monastery. So he had his great disciples, his close disciples, build, ask for funds, and construct Ganden Monastery. And the corpus of teachings that he had collected from the other lineages, he had enshrined within Ganden Monastery, passed it to his disciples, and it is alive and functioning and being learned and debated on even up till today as we speak right now. So Ganden Monastery contains the great teachings of the Sakya, Kagyu, and Gelug and Kadampan teachings and practiced. So later they were called the virtuous way or Gelugpa, because one prerequisite to enter Ganden was to be a sangha, to be a monk, and a monk would hold their vows. So because they held their vows very well, they inspired many people. They touched many people. The people called them the virtuous ones, the ones who held their vows. And they were without families, without children, without wives, without possessions, but they were monks that resided in the monastery that devoted their full time to the study and the practice of Buddhist teachings. So therefore, during that time, Lama Tsongkhapa had a vision. And the vision came from no other than the sacred diamond lady, Vajrayogini herself. And she appeared to him in a vision and told him. Some say it's a dream, some say it's a vision. It doesn't make any difference. Both are valid in Lama Tsongkhapa's case. And she said that now there is no one in the land of the snows that we need to subjugate, basically, or we need to bring to the Dharma. Many people have already taken refuge in the Dharma. So now, it is not a matter of spreading the Dharma in the land of snows. It is more of making the Dharma grow within the minds of each individual. So therefore, it will be appropriate to change the color of your hat to yellow, representing that the Dharma has taken root, but now it needs to grow. Grow in practice, grow in learning, grow in listening, grow in meditational results. So the yellow hat of Lama Tsongkhapa was a sign, an indication from Vajrayogini herself to change that color in order to represent spiritual growth. And then the Pandit's hat is very beautiful because it's the same exactly as it was in India. And it has a point on top representing no more learning. It has two flaps on the side representing bodhicitta and the realization of emptiness. Through bodhicitta and the realization of emptiness, one ascends to the point of no more learning. One ascends to pure Buddhahood. So even today, these hats are awarded or given or presented to people who are great teachers or who spread or share the Dharma eloquently with others, compassionately to others, and bring Dharma to others from the kindness of their hearts and their knowledge. So the monastery these days still offer these hats to certain individual monks who bring the teachings to others from their heart. So therefore, to answer the question in short, it was red and it became yellow. And many of you wrote that. Many of you wrote more than that. Many of you gave that information. And I was very pleased to see that. I was very, very happy to see that. That is my little explanation for today. Thank you very much.